Session number 902004.
Yeah, good shooting. Yes. I still love it. So that's very, very interesting up at Tomori, really.
It's not the island, I think, Mark.
And we got pretty well known. Matter of fact, when we went round to mid halfway, that's where we had a little bungalow round there. People let us when we went round there. When we went round there, I used to get old Mac Brain, what is his name? Mac something, long front. Send me down a bottle of whiskey when I wanted it. You could get whiskey for love the money then. But we could get it. It's all right. Not that I wanted it. I'm not a heavy drinker at all. I don't drink much. Never have. My father drank too much, so put me off of it, I think.
Yes.
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
He used to do the rounds, and I think that put me off when I was youngster. Yes.
You didn't belong to any temperance association or anything,
did you? No, it didn't bother me, that didn't.
No.
No, I wasn't
not
buying.
Not westerns, that sort of thing.
Oh, well, no, I went AE westerns when I was...
when you were sure.
When I was a kid in Devonport. Yes. Once, I think, I went to AE westerns. I'd like to avoid you.
Dumped out your handkerchief.
Ah, that's down here. I thought I'd put it on. Eyes runs a bit now, getting old. That's what it is. Yes, I went ashore once, I think, to AU Westerns. Matter of fact, we weren't allowed ashore. The kids used to... the local boys was allowed ashore there.
Yes.
But we weren't. Yes.
You weren't tea on principle.
Hmm?
You weren't tea on principle. You weren't temperance on principle.
Oh, no. No, as I say, I think I see too much of it when I was a kid.
Yes.
With my father, I think he put it off.
Mm.
Oh, I think as a kid I might have joined up with the temperance.
Mm.
I wouldn't be sure about that.
Yeah.
What happened then?
Did you play much sport besides shooting?
Used to play golf a bit.
Mm.
But football now?
Yeah.
Cricket, yes. I was playing cricket. I won a medal at cricket when we was down at Portland. Oh yes. When we paid off the Amazon, the skipper's going out to China. He said, "Will you come with me, coxswain?" Oh, I said, "No, this is a different kettle of fish, this is." I said, "I'm getting on to my time," I said, "to take my pension." I said, "And I really want to be home," I said, "for that time." I said, "I want to be looking for a job." Not as much good, but still, that's what I said.
Still, if you were there, it's...
Oh, he said, "All right." He said, "Don't bother about it." He said, "If you feel like that." I said, "Well, I don't think I should." I said, "I've got a wife and family to think of." I said, "I should think of them a little bit." And I'd finished... I'd started in China. I didn't want to finish in China, if that was it, you see. So, anyhow, I didn't go. And I went to the Vernon a little while. And while I was at the Vernon, my old chief bosun's mate of the Amazon, Charlie Harper, he was chief bosun's mate of barracks. And he was just going to pension, and he had to get a relief. So he said, "Charlie," he said, "how about taking over chief bosun of the barracks?" I said, "Yes, suits me down the ground." He said, "Well," he said, "between you and me, there's nobody I'd like to give it to better than you." He said, "If you went there," he said, "I was rest contented all my life." "Oh, right, that's all right." Funny enough, they had what they call a morale course in barracks at the time. And I had a little fella staying with me with the name of Thompson, P.O. He used to lodge with me. It had been for years, you know. And he knew where I'd been, and he knew I hadn't been foreign for a long yeah. time. See, mm-hmm. neither I hadn't, because these going to these
Amazon and
then these other boats, you see. Yes. My time was going on and these other boats.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, in this morale course, they evidently get down to tin tacks, and they ask them, they say, a man has got to do so much foreign service in his time. Well, this mug jumps up and says, well, I know somebody, I've been away for 17 years. See? Of course, the bloke just what he was after. He said, and who's that then? Well, she gets my name in. Before I knew where I was, I had to go and see the drafting commander in barracks. See? Wanted to know why I was evading draft, of all things. A thing I'd never done in my life. The drafts have been coming to me as I told you them, you see. While I was evading draft, I said, evading draft? I said, you talk to me like that, a senior chief PO, I said. Yes, he said. I said, and I know where you got it from. I said, you know what I'm going to do? He said, no, I'm going to sort of have that bloke up before the Commodore. I said, that's malicious. I didn't tell him I'd just been offered this job in barracks. I should have done. Anyhow, I said, that's what I'm going to do, I said. I'm going to see the Commodore over this. I said, you're not going round blackguard in my name, I says, over this. I said, I've never evaded a draft in my life. How do you account for it? I said, easy. Simple. And funnily enough, in the barracks, his second in command was a lieutenant commander named Annesley Eamon. Amersley Eamon. I don't know. He's admiral now, I think.
Okay, no.
Amersley Eamon. And he was there. And I said, Lieutenant Commander, I said, you know that. I said, you were a destroyer man. I said, you take your coxswain where you want to, don't you? He said, you know, he's quite right. He says, he's quite right. We did used to do that. I said, yes. I said, you've got the gall to send for me. I said, tell me I'm a fighting draft. Well, I was bloody wild, I tell you. I was wild. Anyhow, he said, oh, all right, Chief. He said, I'm sorry. He said, I'll apologise. He said, we shall have to be more careful. I said, you will. I said, it's not right. You go around snooping information. I said, the same as you do. Anyhow, I found myself on draft of the turret in about a week's time. Turret down at Portland. Well, I didn't mind that. I could have had this job in back.